Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Drogi. This week, Stuck Above by Jake Stein. I only remember thinking I'd never seen the bottoms of my sister's sneakers until that moment. I could make out a pink wad of gum stuck to her left heel. She was stuck up there for maybe an hour before she started rising, slowly at first. This was long after the fire truck extended its ladder, after it became clear she wouldn't stop floating, no matter how hard we tried to pull her down. Now she wasn't talking, wasn't making a sound, even though she had screamed when it first happened, according to witnesses, screamed when she shot up and landed in the sky as if she were standing on an invisible platform, like a glitch in a video game, unmoving, simply levitating. Was this, whatever this was, occurring against her will? Or had she done it to herself? Had she wanted to leave, to rise above? The local crowd grew steadily around a regiment of news vans. Pretty soon it wasn't only everyone in town who was watching, but the whole world. Some said God was calling her up to heaven. Some said it was drugs. My mother, in a classic moment of self-loathing, lamented that it must have been caused by something she'd told my sister. But I doubt she would have said anything that made her child fly into the air, because she never really said anything to us at all. Thankfully, this was an isolated incident. There weren't reports of floating kids all over the globe. But it wasn't until my sister started getting higher and higher, picking up speed, and we lost sight of her in the clouds, that I think we understood the gravity of the... I shouldn't use that expression. The point is, we understood even before she cleared the atmosphere that we'd never see her again. One of my friends blamed aliens, but none of us ever saw any UFOs. We did see the satellite footage of her, though. I guess she wasn't really her anymore, but we saw her corpse, the frozen chunk of her as it soared through space. There was a brief attempt, before that icicle drifted entirely beyond reach, to grab it with a mechanical arm of a passing craft in orbit. Purely an academic exercise at this point, seeing as there was no question that she was dead. But she, it, was moving too fast. Faster than a comet. By the time we lost visual contact, her remains were 46 billion light-years away, and still traveling. I don't wonder about it anymore. Why she flew, or what it felt like to burn up in the atmosphere as she dove into God's arms. No, the question I still ask myself is, will she ever stop? Will she hit something, a planet, a far-off sun? Or will she just keep on shooting through nothing? Earth is different without her. Nobody can tell me I'm wrong. Most of all, I miss her silence. These days, noises pin me against the world like paperweights. I told myself I'd become an astronaut and go find her. I told myself a lot of things, but what did I ever tell my sister? I can't remember what we used to talk about. I can't even remember her face. Sometimes, I think I never saw her until that moment when her feet left the ground. This has been Stuck Above, written by Jake Stein. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. Have you checked out Manawaker Studios' 100-word project yet? Each month, writers take on a new prompt in exactly 100 words, and I pick 9 of the best to share on the Manawaker Patreon, alongside one of my own. You can read the showcase free, and if you're a patron, you'll also hear me bring them to life with narration. Last month's prompt was Pyramid, and those drabbles are up now at patreon.com/manawaker.